July 28, 1899. The School and Its Work. Ellen G. White. Talk, Sabbath afternoon, July 22. God designs that this place shall be a center, an object lesson. Our school is not to pattern after any school that has been established in America, or after any school that has been established in this country. We are looking to the Sun of Righteousness, trying to catch every beam of light that we can. Why? Because we want that light in our school. Why have we gone to such an expense in putting up buildings here if we are not to be separate from the world? We are to stand in Christ, learning of Him, the greatest teacher the world has ever known. His word is to be the foundation of all the education given. Our greatest need is converted families, parents and children who are under obedience to God. From the light given me by God, I know that if the students in this school will learn of Jesus Christ, teachers can be sent from here to take charge of schools for smaller children. Teachers who have learned the greatest of all lessons, who understand the word of the Lord. Teachers who will help the children to obtain a knowledge of the scriptures. From this center, we are to send forth missionaries. Here they are to be educated and trained and sent to the islands of the sea and other countries. The Lord wants us to be preparing for missionary work. But if, while here, the students show no aptitude for missionary work and are weak in moral power, they are not fitted to go to other countries. They are to be tested and proved here, that it may be seen what their adaptability is and whether they have a right hold from above. If they have a firm hold on Christ, they will have a right hold on all with whom they come in contact. In this place, students are to be prepared to enter the work of God in different places. Why were workers sent to this country? Were there no fields to be worked in America? There was much work to be done there, but God designed that here an institution should be established from which workers should go forth to the islands of the sea. Persons of other languages are to be brought here and taught the English language. These will go back to their different countries to educate others. This work will take money. Then let none of us go into any extravagance, for we cannot afford it. We must bind about our wants, because the Master tells us to. We must be laborers together with Him who left the royal courts and for our sakes became poor, that we through His poverty might be made rich. He says to us, "Follow me." I have been instructed that we need to wake up and cut off every needless expense. Come right down to self-denial and self-sacrifice, that the work of God may be advanced and places entered where people know nothing about the truth. The souls of those in darkness are just as precious as our souls, and they are to be won to God. We are to work in these lines. This is why light was given me, that there should be a center here, that we should have a school where men and women can be prepared to go as missionaries to different countries. One missionary is not to stay in the same place for years. He is to work as a laborer together with God, and when he has served for a time, let him leave that field. He is better prepared to tell those in the home field what is needed in the field he has left, and to educate workers for that field. We are to have at this school an office of publication. A printing press is to be established here, not one so fully equipped perhaps as the one in Melbourne. An education in printing is to be given here to those who shall come from the islands and other places. They are to learn to print in their own languages and to translate from the English into these languages. Then they are prepared to give valuable help. At the same time, they can give instruction in the island languages to those who are fitting themselves to go to the islands. These things can be done, and they can be done right on this ground. God designs that they shall be done. The Lord wanted us to realize that we are under responsibility to reach the very highest standard in spirituality and usefulness. There is a world to be warned. This field has been presented to me in every case as a world by itself. We cannot always send to Battle Creek for our publications or even to the Echo office, for we cannot get them soon enough. We must have a printing press here, where pamphlets and leaflets can be printed, and more especially, that students may be educated in the art of printing. If there were two or three presses, it would be none too many. I am talking of what I know. We need to wake up. The third angel's message is to prepare a people to stand in the day of the Lord.
In this school, workers are to be educated to enter families after a camp meeting is over and give Bible readings. As these workers learn the meekness and lowliness of Christ, they can enter families and give a right impression. It is the after work of camp meetings, the house-to-house work, that gathers sheaves for the Master. It is then that opposing ministers come in with their objections, and workers need to be on the ground to meet these objections, for the truth is new to the people, and they must be taught line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. In this work, there is need of a great deal of prayer. There must be a taking hold of God. The people in the darkness of error can be reached only through God. Students are to be trained for this work. But if those here show foolishness, if they are not solid and sound when here on the ground, or the influence tends to press them right ahead, what good will it be to send them into new fields to work for unbelievers? God designs that every soul shall be tested, tried, and proved to see if he is prepared to join the heavenly family, to see if he can endure temptation so that he will not do Satan's work. There is a great and grand work to be done. Some who are here may feel that they must go to China or other places to proclaim the message. These should first place themselves in the position of learners and thus be tested and tried. God wants us above everything else to have a right hold on Him. Every teacher and student is to be linked together and be determined to press the battle to the gates, refusing to allow the enemy to come on to this ground. This is holy ground. God's Spirit moves upon persons to come here to make something of them. Those who have no appreciation of this work might better be 1,000 miles away than to be in the school. We want students who will be subordinate to rule, who will learn in the school of Christ, who can be prepared for the higher school, so that God can say to them, "Come up higher, I have lessons to teach you. In my higher school, you shall learn throughout all eternity." God wants to do something for each one of us. This work is an individual work, a personal work. Students, do not depend on your teachers to form your character. For Christ's sake, make your characters individually. Take hold of God, and do not think that you have to be always with your teachers in order to be solid workers. We are to represent God to the world, to show what the truth has done for us right on this ground. We want to see the moving of the Holy Spirit. You will remember that the Spirit so worked in the schools of the prophets that when Saul, when hunting for David, came in connection with one of these schools, the Spirit came upon him and he prophesied. But we need something more lasting than Saul had. Take hold of God. You have little enough time in which to form characters fit for the future immortal life. To those who tie up their money in worldly enterprises, I would say, we want that money that we may set the work of God in operation in places where the people are still in darkness. The towns from here to Queensland are to be worked, and yet there are regions beyond. There are those who, when the Spirit of God comes upon them, can go to Western Australia where a great work is to be done. Get hold of God, and God will get hold of you. Reach the people through Christ. You cannot reach them through yourself. Reach them through the Spirit of God. God calls upon us to put on the armor. We do not want Saul's armor, but the whole armor of God. Then we can go forth to the work with hearts full of Christ-like tenderness, compassion, and love.
A question was asked regarding the connection of the health foods business and the school. The light given me is that it will not be very long before we shall have to give up using any animal food. Even milk will have to be discarded. Disease is accumulating rapidly. The curse of God is upon the earth because man has cursed it. The habits and practices of men have brought the earth into such a condition that some other food than animal food must be substituted for the human family. We do not need flesh food at all. God can give us something else. When we were talking about this land, it was said, "Nothing can be raised here." Nevertheless, I said, "The Lord can spread a table in the wilderness. Under His direction, food will go a long way. When we place ourselves in right relation to Him, He will help us, and the food we eat in obedience to Him will satisfy us. We can subsist on very much less than we think we can if God's blessing is on the food, and if it is for His glory, He can multiply it. We need to understand that God is in the health reform movement. When we put Christ in it, it is right for us to grasp every probability and possibility.
The health food business is to be connected with our school, and we should make provision for it. We are erecting buildings for the care of the sick, and food will be required for the patients. Wherever an interest is awakened, the people are to be taught the principles of health reform. If this line of work is brought in, it will be the entering wedge for the work of presenting truth. The health food business should be established here. It should be one of the industries connected with the school. God has instructed me that parents can find work in this industry and send their children to school. But everything that is done should be done with the greatest simplicity. There is to be no extravagance in anything. Solid work is to be done, because unless the work is done solidly, a slipshod experience is the result. We need solid, well-developed workers in every line. The work must be solid. Just as soon as the helpers in this line of work are controlled by the Holy Spirit, the Lord will give them tact and intelligence in the manufacturing of foods, just as He gave the workers on the tabernacle understanding and ability. He will enable them to do the right kind of work in building up the tabernacle of the body. I would say to you, in all the work here, keep out criticism and accusing. This will naturally creep in, but it is to be overcome. Get your hearts filled with the Spirit of God, and then you can be placed in positions of trust. Each one of us should seek to excel in the grace of Christ. I would warn you now against the spirit of criticism, that you may guard against it. Let us put the enemy out of the camp, and let each one of us try to do his best. First, let us give ourselves to the Lord. Then we can make our offerings to Him, and He will say, "Ye are laborers together with me."